249 Slide American State Trials, 1918, Volume X, Leo Frank Document. Here is the translated text as follows. Leo M. Frank, 217. I saw a colored girl who seemed to have a gash in her head. Her mouth was full of sawdust. He described her in a general way, but did not say anything to me about an attorney or having been to police headquarters. I had not then employed counsel. My sending Mr. Herbert Haas to see Mr. Frank was not employing counsel. I made no trade with Mr. Haas and don't know who is paying his fee. I have not contributed anything towards it, nor has the pencil company. Truman McCrary, I am a drayman and work for the National Pencil Company. On Saturday afternoons, I would work until 3:30 and sometimes as late as 5. I have never found the front door locked on a Saturday afternoon, nor have I ever seen Jim Conley watching there on a Saturday afternoon or guarding the door. I have never seen him around the factory at all on Saturday afternoons. I have never found the doors to Mr. Frank's inner or outer office locked. Both doors have glass windows in them, so anybody could see through them. I have sometimes found Mr. Schiff working there with Mr. Frank on Saturday afternoons. I did not see Jim Conley at the factory on April 26th, nor did I tell him to go down in the elevator shaft and ease his bowels. I went into Mr. Frank's office about 12 o'clock on April 28th. Mr. Frank was there. D.J. Nix. I was an office boy at the pencil factory. On Saturday afternoons, Mr. Frank and Mr. Schiff would be there working. I would stay in the outer office and never left the factory on Saturday afternoons. I have never known Mr. Frank to have any women in his office drinking or doing anything else. Frank Payne, I was an office boy last Thanksgiving Day at the pencil factory. Mr. Schiff and Mr. Frank were working there in the office that day. I have never known him to have any women in there, nor have I seen any drinking going on. Philip Chambers. On December 12, 1912, I was an office boy at the pencil factory until March 29, 1913. I stayed in the outer office. On Saturdays, I stayed until 4:30 and sometimes until 5 o'clock. Mr. Frank never did have any women in there, and I never saw any drinking there. I never saw Dalton come in there, but I have seen Jim Conley sweeping there on Saturday afternoons. Snowball would be in there once in a while. I never knew the front door to be locked on Saturday afternoons, nor did I ever see anybody watching the door on any Saturday. I have seen Mr. Frank's wife come to his office. Mr. Schiff would be helping him on some of the Saturdays. I never saw Mr. Frank being familiar with any of the women in the factory, nor did I ever see him talk to Mary Fagan. Godfrey Weinkauf, I am the superintendent of the pencil company's lead plant. I visited the office of the factory every other Saturday between 3 and 5 o'clock. I would find Mr. Holloway, Mr. Frank, and Mr. Schiff there. I never saw any women in the office there, nor did I ever see Jim Conley there on Saturday afternoons. Charlie Lee, I am a machinist at the pencil factory. Duffy's finger was hurt on the eyelet machine on October 4th, 1912. The blood,